Welcome to another episode of Life Talks with Olani, and today I am here with
Dami. Ola.
I can slap you. What's Ola? Is your name not Ola Miposi?
Her name is Ola now.
Ola.
That's what she chose to be identified as, Ola.
Ola.
Anyways, welcome to my podcast. And Dami, this is your first time on my podcast. This is your first time in Nigeria. This is your first time in Ikeja.
She was born in Nigeria.
Well, technically,
are you trying to absence?
Sorry. I mean, she does absence.
Are you trying to absence?
Technically.
Are you trying to absence?
Technically.
Anyways.
I'm also.
And Dami, you just got to Nigeria after so many years. By the way, you guys, let me brief you. So, I've not seen my sister. She abandoned us. She disowned us.
Wow.
She went to America and decided to leave us. She traveled to the United States for more than... It's been how many years now?
9 years and some months.
I didn't abandon you, but like I left Nigeria.
She disowned
America.
Us. And so she traveled out of the country, and I'm just seeing her in...
Almost 10 years. Nine.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Nigeria.
Appreciate you.
First of all, I need you to explain how it was when you got to the airport.
Oh my God.
Exactly. I need to put the mic in your mouth.
Do you really want the explanation?
I want the explanation. How did it go? Should I call it transit? Or what should I call it? From all the way from America to this place. How did you feel like when you got here?
I don't think I have a word to quantify it.
Wow.
But like...
You're already using the word quantify.
I really don't know.
Deep.
No, seriously, I don't know what word to quantify the entire experience in a whole. But like, I can just tell you, first of all, the smell at the airport is worse than the smell in the markets. The smell is so terrible, I almost threw up. It's like a mixture of the market and... and then feces and stuff like that. Secondly, the heat.
Guys, just in case any custom officer is listening to this.
What's up? I'm telling the truth. It's not like I'm lying.
Or maybe anybody sends it to Buhari. So it's joko.
But I'm not lying though.
No, but for real. I can relate.
And like the heat wave. Oh my goodness. The heat
melted. It's like there's just something that hits your face. Do you get it?
So then the heat melted my frontal. No, I'm serious. Like, I don't think you understand.
I don't understand. Like, I've never owned a frontal.
That's not the point. That's not the point.
And Dami, I've never owned a frontal. Give me your frontal. Let me even feel it. Let me understand what it is for heat to touch my frontal.
No. That's not the point. The point is, it was so hot that... my glue
was dripping down your face,
and I was so hot that I don't think I was able to process the things that they were saying in front of me. I just wanted to leave, and the line
to take your bags.
Oh my! No, the line to actually
to get to
show like, your passport.
Yeah,
and like the immigration
was
process.
Like it didn't much.
The line was curved, like it was crazy,
it's like this.
So
it's not like
you know
straight
what's funny?
Lines.
You know what's funny? I came from America. I went to London. Excuse me. The immigration process to step out from America to London took me less than 5 minutes, mm-hmm. right? And mind you, I'm not a citizen of London. Then coming out from London to Nigeria, and I'm a citizen of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 2 hours on the line. Crazy. And the line was like, you know when it's, you go straight, then you curve.
You
so
back.
It can be like
exactly
30 people on the line. And then you see other people driving.
Do you know, I won't be surprised if you can literally go without them checking your passport or anything.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting to.
I won't be surprised if you don't get to be like checked out of the
airport. Where I'm getting to. So there were some people that actually passed the line and they actually checked their passport and went in. Some lady just started yelling, "This Nigeria, people had corruption." Da, da, da. She was so upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, "Sweetheart, no matter how you yet, we in this line together."
like, move on. I just want to go.
And then I showed the guy my passport. You have to show one guy your passport. You stand in line again. you show another guy.
How many minutes are they using to check passports?
I honestly, like,
and it's just wanting to press on
that. I kid you not, I spent 2 hours standing with heavy bags, and then remember I had to carry a freaking ring light that was heavy as heck.
Love you, babes.
But that's not the point.
Love you, babes.
Then after,
that's not the point, but you're saying it.
I just had to put out there.
Don't say it.
I had to put. No. I had to. You asked me about my experience.
Okay. Carry on. Sorry. Carry on.
So after they checked my passport the first time, I went to the second one. Then the second one checked my passport. Then it was asking me, do you remember your address? Da, 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 da. I'm like,
nah. Do you remember your address?
Yeah, like where you stay. Like what? Yeah. I guess it's a thing now. Yeah. They ask you where you're staying.
Oh, I don't understand.
I don't know. I guess it's part of the immigration.
If you didn't remember your address, would you be coming to?
Well, I told him it's been a minute. I think because he saw my passport too, so it's been a minute.
Yeah.
And then he said, "Well, welcome to Nigeria." I even thought he was gonna ask me, "Mama Afa, give money. Me something." But he didn't ask. But I could tell he wanted something. But mind you, I had only $40 in my wallet. As soon as I came out, some guy came to meet me. It was like a Gomez Habi. I'm like, shaky shake, baba me si demi baoti asare for waloroko. And I was like, well, my father didn't even know I'm coming, so how did he know my name?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, something right. So he was like, I'll get your free car, and we'll go get your bag. I got there, they carried my bag, put on the card, and he was like, you know what, just pay custom something, so they will not check your wallet. He said, just give them like $50. I'm like, bro, I don't got no $50 right here. Like, I have only $40. I shouldn't have said that. And then I opened my wallet. The moment I opened my wallet, so they give me. So he dipped his hand in my wallet and took the $40.
Ah.
So, I mean, I
passed. Because I robbed you.
I passed. That was the only cash I had in my wallet. And that was because somebody had given me $40 at the airport when I was coming here, just to have it in my wallet just in case. And then I got here, I got out, and you know, Desmond, my friend, came and picked me up. And then I told Desmond about the experience, and I was like, they just scammed you.
Honestly.
He said, do you know how much $40 is?
Like $10 like now, 7K or 8K.
He said you gave them almost 25,000 naira
actually
just to help you carry your bag from inside outside, and you can literally give them like 5k. 10k is even doing the most. I'm like, wow, he literally stole from me. You know, I didn't even know what I was doing. You know what I mean? Like, he just dipped his hand in my wallet and
I warned you. You know, before you came, I said,
you warned me about
I said,
COVID.
Don't give no, I said it in the message. I said, people will collect money from you. They want, don't give them shit.
It was giving me special treatment. It's your name, Gomez.
They've given him
and I'm like, my name is
they've
Gomez.
They've given him information from inside that your name is Gomez. That's why it came directly like
so
that.
So who gave him the information? Was I
probably people that like, checked your passport?
Was I single handedly?
Maybe people have checked your document and they've seen like where you're coming from.
Oh, maybe I told them, man, because I haven't
you've
been
not
here
been
like
in a while. Do you get? So they already checked your names. You just
I'm paying
them.
I'm very, very paid.
You get the $40 back.
But the experience was, it was
wrong. But like, how does it feel now that you're here? That like you've tasted.
I want to go
some
back.
Nine.
Girl,
if I thought say that you don't want to go back for my podcast. Oh yeah, you start. Let me. I'm rubbing my eye. See.
I want to go back. Yo, and the amount of dust I have consumed.
Oh yeah, say one nice thing since you got back, if at all. One nice thing.
You spent lovely time with your family.
How did you feel seeing us?
The only nice thing is probably seeing family again.
Yeah.
Because even the suya I've had is trash.
But like, did you miss? What is the major thing that you missed? Like something that you had in mind that, okay, I must do this thing coming to Nigeria. Like, something you did before you left, and you're like, okay, I must do this thing.
Nothing spectacular, because like I said, it's been like 10 years, and of course, change is the most constant thing. I don't think there's one thing specifically that I said. I mean, I did say I want to eat suya. My plan was, the moment I touched down Nigeria,
suya,
I was going to get fine yogurt.
Fine yogurt. But
It was quite unfortunate that I couldn't get it.
But you drank it today.
I mean, I just got it today. Do you know how
long
I've been around?
Glorious God.
but yeah, I had that. I've had shawarma, which was trash too. honestly, I think I make a better shawarma than...
You make shawarma?
This is not even brag. I'm not feeling like... I feel like...
Okay, put that in mind. That you're not bragging.
I really am not.
We put it at the back of our head.
Tolani, you had the shawarma. Anke, didn't you have the shawarma?
Honestly, it was trash. I ate just one chicken. And it was how much?
I got
one
shawarma.
1,000 naira.
Exactly.
1,000 naira.
So the shawarma, I make a better shawarma that you'll be eating chicken.
But I mean, it's probably because of, you know, where we got it from. I'm sure there are, you know, there are other...
Well, I'm still going to give it the benefit of doubt. Yeah, I'm going to try it again. But like after the wedding plans that I have,
Do you have something to say? It's only Adam that has been talking. How does it feel coming back?
You've been asked a question.
How does it feel coming back from America? Exactly, you can't relate.
Exactly. That is so wrong.
Exactly.
She's talking like I can't relate. She can't. I don't also relate.
Leave this room now. Forget that I'm doing podcast. I will beat you up. Leave this place now. I'm not laughing with you. And I mean, you don't know what to be singing when this is a serious situation.
I'm confused. What did I do?
So nothing. You enjoyed nothing. You really enjoyed nothing.
I mean, I just, like I just said, family. Just family in general. Have you anything? I did go out with the bridesmaids for the wedding.
That's my chief bridesmaids. Oppa. Chief bridesmaids.
I did go out that day, and it was actually cool. I was surprised there was no fighting.
Like,
nobody
fought.
Is when you
guys went to the club?
Is that what?
Is it when you guys went to the club?
Was that a club? That was a club?
It was what? Lounge? Is it lounge?
It said W bar.
Okay, it was a bar then.
Okay. But the vibe was right. It was cool. It was by the water too. It was really chill. We had...
Asanu get black. Asanu get black.
No, you can't know. So I hung up with the girls. They had hookah. Maybe we all had hookah. We had platter foods. We had the spring roll was good.
Why are you clearing your throat?
I'm not your throat. Is it your clearing?
Why are you clearing inside?
You should say all of them have hookah.
Oh, that's why you're clearing your throat.
All of them had vodka.
Hookah. Like,
what's hookah?
Shisha. The You don't know what hookah is?
Mm-mm, let's move on.
Should I say
it? I will slap your face.
Can you imagine?
How do you know what she's talking about?
Your younger sister knows what hookah
is. I watch a lot of movies.
Jimmy, I don't have sense.
That's not what she said.
So what she say? Since you are the interpreter.
She said you're slow.
She said I'm slow.
And then from there, we went to another place. I can't remember the name of the place, but that was actual. That was an actual club. It was chill. But aside from that, I'm looking forward to the wedding that I'm going for. I think that's going to be more fun.
Yeah, Nigerian weddings are always
that
nice.
Like that guy, so
yeah. I had pounded yam and okra today, though.
The bride and the groom, are they Yoruba or Yoruba and Igbo?
They're both Yorubas.
Igbo, what's new?
Yeah, the husband is from Ondo and the wife is from Lagos State.
That's why you're making me wear jumpsuits.
I'm making you wear jumpsuits.
God, that big. Where people will be on native dresses.
I'm making you be on
this. We're not going to open our family
Do you know when I told you about this wedding?
We're not going to open our family nyash in this podcast. Everything was so set. We're not going to you're not going to open your nyash. I'm not going to open my nyash.
What does that mean?
Hold your a lot.
Okay.
Look, you have a lot. Me, I have a lot. I ain't care. The people that are going to listen to this podcast, some of them have a lot. So no carry your a lot. And I mean, give me a name to even give my podcasters now.
I'm confused.
Like, give me a name.
T-Text.
A name for what?
For the people that listen to my podcast, you know, the way Beyonce has beehives, the way...
T-Hives.
Oh, my God. So people cannot figure out a name. From my name, like, because the name of my podcast is Life Talks with Tolani. So what should I call people that listen? My audience.
T-Life.
And again, you need to be banished.
What other names do you have? Like,
my other names are Bolua Tife,
Gomez,
Bumblebee.
You need that.
So you guys, this is the end of my podcast.
I really talk.
Okay, what do you have to say?
Hello, my name is Gomez. I'm kissing Anke. I date Anke.
Stop. You want to say the name of your school?
She goes to prison.
Wait. You want to tell them that you attend a prison? Is that what you wanted?
No. It's
don't say the name
prison.
Of your school. Don't say the name of your school. Don't Is it display?
Don't cast
personal information about
No, it's not a prison. It's just you're not allowed to do some things you're not allowed to do.
Girl. It's a what?
Earrings.
You can't make your hair.
You can't cook.
Natural.
No, you can make your hair, but it's natural hair.
Skirts.
You wear skirt, not just skirt too. this one is not normal. I'm sorry. Sorry you are coughing.
You can't cook.
It's not normal skirt to ask Dami.
You can't walk.
It will be on top of their navel.
It's not even mini skirt. It's like...
It's basia. It will be big. It's not like normal skirt too.
It's not good. And you want to cover all your body for a mat.
Hey. Is that what they are teaching you?
See, this is what this is I was scared of the other
they
day.
They are teaching you.
She was like, you're going to go to the school and come back and say, oh, Jesus said we should stop making our hair with attachments.
Before the Americans, before the British came here, were we wearing your hair before?
That's what they are teaching her again.
Sometimes.
Before the British. What do you consider British? I don't understand. There's currently attachment on her head, though. She said before the British came here.
I know wearing earrings.
In fact, starting from now, let's use British accent.
Wait. You cannot wear earrings in school.
Yes. She can't now.
God damn it. Like your father will say.
God damn it, that's your bad.
Like your father will say, God damn it.
People should speak in British accents. Speaking about British. British.
I can't do that, fam.
But you are. Hey. I won't bite my tongue.
I
want to bite
it.
My tongue. So you guys, and Dami, I want to ask you a question. It's don't laugh, because you don't know more than to be laughing. It's you about to laugh just because I said don't laugh.
I'm done.
See,
I'm a happy child.
See, don't tell me what to do without pronouncing the T.
Girl, you've been watching too much TikTok, so stay away from me.
Is she trying to like?
The door?
She is not my sister.
I don't understand. We should not pronounce. We should say, don't tell me what to do.
Without the T.
Pronounce it again. Say it the way you said it again.
Oh, tell me what to do.
But what's with the intonation? Why is it to sing song?
Tell me what to do. Oh.
Why is it to sing?
Honestly, that's the only way you can work around.
Tell me what to do.
Okay, nah. Mm-mm, you canceled.
All right. So to the question before this was started with that drama. Question I wanted to ask that we used to end this podcast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow, you people are spiritual sisters.
Period.
Spiritual sisters.
Period.
So before we end the podcast, it's two questions actually. First question is, what's your favorite Bible verse? What's your favorite
this
Bible
verse? This too shall pass.
Word. Word. Well, is there actually a place in the Bible that says this too shall pass?
Google it.
No, but for real though, is there a place in the Bible that says okay, this too shall pass? I think that's it.
There should is be, though.
But what's the Bible verse though?
I don't know.
Romans 3 verse 2.
Girl.
I'm sorry, I'll check
what's
it.
Your preferred Bible verse?
If I check it, it's not there.
It should be there now.
Be a problem.
This too shall pass. Check.
You said what, Roman?
There's nothing. She's lying. Are you joking? Are you answering her? I get you. What's your favorite Bible verse?
And Jesus went. Jesus went.
At the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
No, for real though. What's your favorite Bible verse?
At the beginning, was Genesis.
She went to Genesis to the beginning of the Bible. I don't understand. That's your favorite Bible verse, or that's the only one you know. Which one?
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall want.
You people are clowns. Well, my favorite Bible verse.
Prayer warrior.
Ah, come on.
This is so genuine.
I think my favorite Bible verse right now is Hebrews. It's in Hebrews, yeah.
You didn't ask us to quote. You just ask for the favorite.
Is Jesus is the radiance of God's something about the sun, something about Jesus Christ. I said Jesus is the radiance, is the exact radiance of God's blessings or something like that. Yeah, something like that. He was just basically talking about Jesus Christ. I don't know the exact. Do you have Bible on your phone?
Yes, I do. But mine still remains.
Is it NIV? These two shall pass. But what is passing though?
Anything,
a lot.
If you are going through
any a lot,
these two.
Do you know one time I was telling my friend that, you know, because they used to talk about if you want to date somebody, blah blah blah, and you know all those guys that used to come with mental health issues.
There are many now.
Do you understand? Like whatever you are dealing with,
let's stay with you.
Whatever demons you are fighting. Fight with it and make sure you win the battle before you come and meet me. Because whatever mental health that you have, you will not carry your lot and come and meet my lot. But why do guys do that? Why? Normally everybody goes through something. Do you understand?
I feel like it's a psychological thing.
Which one is? You just come and
honestly, you're not the first person saying it.
It's crazy. Everybody is just.
I feel like it's a psychological thing. That's the way. They do it for either pity or empathy.
Do you understand? Just at this point, that's how we starting to feel like
psychologically,
or probably for even attention,
oppress you to make them feel
better.
No, to or like to them. Feel pity for them, and then okay, you know,
project that into you too, and you too, you start
not
feeling
necessarily.
That way.
I feel like it's more like they feel you feel pity for them, and from there, there's this kind of emotional. Trauma or emotional bond
between you guys. So you start to feel pity.
So it's like, oh my God, he's going through this. Let me stick beside him.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's going
because
through.
Because if you leave, you will die.
Is it the Stockholm syndrome type stuff? I don't know if it's related, but it do sound something like that, where it's like,
yeah.
There's this empathy,
sense.
Like you know, and girls with naturally drawn with pity emotions and.
Many
person who studies psychology goes to be this thing now. You will be saying, "Norma, you're not like a, you're not someone
I mean,
that is like."
I didn't study psychology, but it's always something that.
All these girls
got.
Are watching TikTok, and that me TikTok near everybody. I'm spitting on you.
What do you mean that you're watching TikTok?
And that me see, you see this generation. Everybody is watching TikTok. Half of the things that a lot of females learn, or half of the things that they know. It's from TikTok they got it. I can bet you.
What do you mean?
Like, a lot of people are so into social media. Do you understand? Like, I feel like we should have passed this thing. Like, a lot of things in social media. They are, do you understand? Like, it's not real. I'm tired of all this soft girl
it's
life.
Not real, but they're trying to make it real. That's just what it is.
That's the thing. And honestly, anybody that is looking at social media to learn and become a better person. Oju abo. Social media that somebody can be posting a video of them dancing and they are crying.
You know it's easier said than done. Like I feel like I've fallen a victim of it too. Where it's like I don't know, for some reason I always go back to it. It's a psychological thing, right? Where it's like you see certain people doing certain things and it's like, okay, why am I not there yet?
Exactly, if it's a situation whereby
in your mind you should know or you know
that
on a cruise.
Of course.
But then it's like there's this thing at the back of your head where it's like I know it's cruise though, but I suppose don't do this.
And you still
still fall for it.
You still go back to their page. You still go and watch and scroll and go and like those videos.
So I recently started doing this thing where I feel like you may not know, but if you're pressing me in a way that is making me think that I have to be at a certain space at a certain time,
you stay with.
I mute you.
Yeah.
Not because you're doing something bad or I feel like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
It's just for my own mental health or for my own personal health.
Of course.
I mute you. Then when I'm in the space of, I've not seen this person in a while.
Go back.
I go back and I mute you.
Even me, there was a time on WhatsApp where I had to go off for like months. Because imagine when you're going through your gallery and it's like, Kinimoli, post, Kinimoli. Like there are times where I would literally sit down.
Oh, no,
instead of me to be using my time, my brain to do all that things, I'll be going to like, what can I post? I'll get people to like respond. Do you understand? And normally I get that because of the fact that I wanted to do a podcast. Like I would sometimes post like really, really deep stuffs on my status.
Just to get a response.
perceive people's responsibility. It's valid, yes, but like it's a different thing where it's like it's now something that you have to. It was affecting me. Like I had to look for something. It's like every time I need to look for something to post to.
But that's how it's supposed to be.
I know, but like it's deep. Like it's deep because like on a normal day I would
because
not.
It, I mean,
because I would normally like, not be on my phone. Do you understand? Like
I think
that.
I get you because you're still in school.
Exactly. Like I have other things. It takes. You know, it's taking a lot of my time.
And that's what it's supposed.
Do you understand? There are other stuffs that I'm meant to be doing, and I don't get to balance the
that's
time.
What I'm saying.
I don't get to balance the time.
It's because you have school and other stuff. If or when. You want progress. You have to put your all into
mm-hmm.
it. And put
you have
your
to be
time.
Committed.
It has. I'm not saying necessarily consume you.
Yeah.
But you have to put in effort and put in time. And you can't do that now because your time is being splitted with other things that also
yeah,
need more attention.
Time.
Even probably more than the podcast.
Podcast,
itself.
Of course.
So, I think it's valid. But I also think it's okay that you called yourself
out. Yeah.
Called yourself out on it. So.
Yeah.
It really depends on balance and your mindset.
Oh, oh my sister, sensible human being. I just don't like, oh, ring costo, lateco.
What do you want me to say?
Say something.
May I listen, I don't talk.
Word.
Oh, that's good.
Word. Second question.
God damn, we still
have a second question. Last one, you want to sleep, sorry. Second question. What do you think is the biggest misconception about you? What do you think that is the biggest, like people have, and I'm just, half of the time you're not trying to like change your mind off it, you just feel like
okay. I think I have a very big one. Some people mistake my what's that word, some people mistake my expression for argument.
Your expression, like when you're trying to address something,
or when I'm trying to express
yourself
a certain thing, they think I'm trying to argue.
Yeah.
And to me it's like we're talking and I'm very very passionate about what, well, they mistake my passion.
Direct.
Okay, let me say they mistake my passion for argument.
So Lorocon, you're sort of blunt when you want
I'm
to
sort
address
of?
Things.
Oh,
you are blunt.
Okay.
Honestly,
they mistake my passion for argument.
I can relate to
a whole lot of times, and it's like, but I'm not fighting with you, I'm just trying to talk to you.
I can relate.
And it escalates from there. And the argument that I really wasn't doing from the beginning, then it becomes an argument because now I'm trying
but
to tell
I'm trying
you,
to convince you that
I'm trying to tell you that
you,
I'm not arguing with you.
Eventually lead to an argument.
With, thank you.
She said a lot is plenty.
So I just, nowadays, I just like.
Mute.
Yeah,
that's the vibe
anymore.
I used to enter 2023. Do you understand?
I don't just say
because like
anymore.
A lot of times like it's a conversation. I swear to you, I'm not trying to argue with you. If you feel like you need to argue,
like I just want to converse with you, but like me expressing myself to you or me being passionate about certain things, people take it as me arguing or me want to start arguing or me want to start
yeah.
a fight. But it's just like
I just need us to talk about this and let go of it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Some people see it as being too direct.
So
you can come and sit and say, okay, this is what happened. This is what I'm trying to say. And you are just, you know, giving it to them and they are listening and it's like...
And they get defensive.
Is that defensive aspect of it? Do you
and
understand?
And I ask you why you've been defensive and then be like, what
see the way you are talking to me.
And it's like, okay, yeah. You
should I be rubbing your head and be talking? Do you know the difference? It's not like you are fighting with them or you are even trying to argue.
Me, I just have to let it go now. I don't even say. That's why your mom usually says that I'm too quiet. When people are talking, I just act like I don't hear. And to me, it's like
because if you break it down, they would think you are a witch.
And my words could be used against me. So
I won't say
because
to
I'm too blunt, according to like people. So I just let go of it.
You should shut up.
What happened?
Wow, Matt is smelly. So, guys, this is where we're going to end this podcast. Thank you very much for listening.
Stupid. You're right in the middle.
That's very disgusting, I guess. That's very, very disgusting. Please make sure you stream, you repost, you like, you know,
comment.
You comment,
you subscribe.
You subscribe. And please do not forget that.
We love you.
Girl. And I'm going to be having a visual podcast very soon. Live Talks with Tolani will not just be on audio, it will also be a visual. You'll be able to see, because I made a lot of facial expressions this evening that you could not see. So you'll be able to see all of that. Please make sure you like, make sure you comment. You know, I always appreciate your critique. Thank you very much, and see you next time. By the way, Happy New Year to each and everyone. Shut up. Happy New Year to each and every one of my listeners. To all of you, every single one of you, I honestly pray that this year, you know, births really, really amazing good things for us all. And you know, we just find peace in whatever it is that we are trying to do, whatever it is that we're trying to achieve. And we are generally blessed. Amen. Thank you. Bye. Bye.